Welcome to episode 204 of Sports Geek. On this week's episode, I give you a quick update from Dallas, Texas.
Welcome to Sports Geek, the podcast built for sports digital and sports business professionals.
And now, here's your host, who crafts most of these intros in airport lounges, Sean Callinan.
Thanks, DJ Joel. Yes, my name is Sean Callinan, and you are listening to Sports Geek, and I am recording this from Dallas, Texas, just before Seat Dallas gets underway. I know this will be released right in the midst of Seat, but I want to do a quick update. I had a very busy week last week, so I did not get to book an interview, but I wanted to quickly give you some updates of, one, where I'll be, and just a bit of an update on Sports Geek Nation. So, yes, as I said in the opener, my name is Sean Callan, and if you're listening for the first time, I suggest you go to other episodes because this one's just a short grab of where I'm at right now. I'm currently in Dallas for Seat. And when this episode goes out, hang on, let me get my, now I'm in the different time zones. I think this episode will go out just around the same time as when I've done the Digital to Dollars workshop. It'll be a 50-minute format. You can check that out at digitaltodollars.com, all the details, and you can sign up there to get some info on digital dollars. And also what I'm doing is talking to a lot of people here at Seat, and we'll be doing so, about some of their success stories, because I want some really good success stories of great content targeted to correct audiences, leveraging different platforms, how people are using email and the like, that I want to include in the book. So if you go to digitaltodollars.com, you can sign up, and then there'll also be a link to provide some case studies to tell us how you've done it, what you've done, and I'll get in touch with you to find out more, because I want to share some of the great case studies happening in the space that you're doing. So that will be the Digital Dollars workshop that we would have done by the time this comes out, with Jane Busman-Wise from the New York Red Bulls and Jesper Nyholm from Seven Peaks and Team Denmark, and Zach Monette from Team Novo Nordisk. So thank you very much to them. I'm thanking them in advance, but I know they're going to do a stellar job. Then later this week, if you're listening to this and you're in Philadelphia, please get in touch. I'm going to have a meetup. At the moment, it looks like it's going to be either Thursday, July 26th or July 27th, Friday. Yeah, please let me know if you're in town. I'll be sharing that on the Sports Geek show socials and on my socials, pretty much to catch up with people, and ideally catch up with people who are part of Sports Geek Nation. The idea of behind Sports Geek Nation is I want to sort of do some in real life events in different parts of the world, whether I'm there or not, and somehow facilitate them and connect a few more people. And then from July 28 to August 5. I'm going to be in New York City, and so I've already connected with a few people in Sports Geek Nation Slack and Facebook. I'm actually looking for some interesting people to interview that are based in New York City. So if you've got a suggestion, please send me a tweet, send me an email, sean@sportsgeekhq.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'm hoping to catch up with Francis McCarthy from the NBA E-League and check out the facilities there. I've got a few other meetings lined up. So if there's anyone you think I should interview, I'm more than happy to look at it and see if I can book it. If not an interview, I'm happy to meet up. I'm also trying to look for a location to meet, and I'm probably going to just hold on that until I talk with some of my New York City friends here at Seat Dallas to find out where the best place is. But at least sometime in that week, probably midweek to make it easier for people, and hopefully, yeah, catch up with some people. So we haven't met in real life. Please reach out. Send me a tweet or send me an email. And then from the 4th, 5th, 6th, or roughly around then, I'm going to be in Washington to get my dates right, to catch up with the guys at the Redskins for the work that we're doing with on their new chatbot, getting it ready for launch for the preseason games and then for the season proper. So be good to catch up with Gene Hinkle at the Redskins and Steve Ziff, newly in a role there at the Redskins. And then August 7, it's going to be a flying visit, staying in LA for a day before flying home. And again, I've got a few meetings. It's going to be pretty packed, I think. But please put your hand up if you're in LA and want to meet up. I'll see if we can fit into the schedule. So that's the pretty much the update. I just want to make sure you got an update from me, and pretty much put a bit of a call to action. Please send me an email, sean@sportsgeekhq.com. If you've got a suggestion for people I should meet. Just a quick update, Sports Geek Nation now live. I'm absolutely thrilled with the conversations that are happening in there already. Thank you very much to the foundation members that signed up before we launched. I hope in the next couple of days we'll have some more sign-ups as I meet people in real life and catch up with them at SEAT. And we're going to try a few different things at SEAT and I guess the way that I sort of share content and things like that. I'm going to share a little bit more into the Slack, into the Slack channel. So there'll be an announcement. It'll already be there, but you can always be able to go back and check that out. So you can always go to sportsgeeknation.com to sign up. You can go to sportsgeeknation.com/Facebook group if you're not part of the Facebook group. It's good to start seeing some chatter in there, and it has sort of been Facebook specific, whether it's talking about Ronaldo's Facebook post announcing his move to Juve or talking about merging Facebook pages. So it's good to have some different people in there and different voices in there. So feel free to put your hand up and ask a question. And when I get back, so starting August 1, start of the month, we'll start sending out the first Sports Geek Nation Insider emails, which will give you a bit of a recap of what you've missed, some jobs that you might have seen in the jobs channel, and we'll start profiling the different members of the group. One of the things that we've taken strong feedback on is how to best connect people in the group. So people have asked for directories. That's actually available already in SportsBiz Slack, in the Slack. There you go. I'm still calling it SportsBiz Slack sometimes. It's in the Sports Geek Nation Slack. If you go to directory, it pretty much brings everyone up. If you are in the Slack, I really would love it if you want to update your profile, but make your profile description as descriptive as possible, because then if someone types in something, whether it be a location or a sport or a title, your name will pop up. So I think that they're probably good things to remember when you put in. Put a bit of SEO love into your profile, so it can help people connect. And then the other way is to put your hand up and say, is anyone in this part of the world? And see if people respond. But the other way is also to message Jolie, who's the community and success manager at Sports Geek Nation. She knows everybody. She's helped onboard everybody and is helping to onboard new users every day. If you're looking for someone in particular, or you're looking to connect with someone but you don't know where they are, please message Jolie, and she's more than happy to help out. So just wrapping up again, my dates over here in the US. I'm in Dallas until the 23rd, 24th to the 28th. I'm in Philadelphia from the 28th to August 4th. I'm in New York. August 4, 5, 6, I'm in Washington, and August 7, I'm in Los Angeles. And then I'm back for August 10 in Melbourne for the Sports Analytics Conference. If you haven't got a ticket, you can use the code SportsGeek20 to get 20% off. I was able to help out a few Sports Geek Nation members with some access to that conference. Unfortunately, I've exhausted all of those opportunities. So if you do want to go, SportsGeek20, it looks like there'll be a few people that both listen and are also part of Sports Geek Nation that will be there. So no doubt we'll get a group photo of sorts to at least post that in the In Real Life channel. That's it from me. As I said, if you're listening to this and you want to meet, and I'm in your part of the world, please reach out. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to say thank you for listening to the podcast, or thank you for being part of Sports Geek Nation. Please reach out. And yeah, if you've got any suggestions in those cities for people who I should talk to on the podcast, who you'd like to hear from, please nominate them. But that call goes out for everyone, really, because I interview people all the time from different parts of the world. I don't actually have to be in the city. So if you have got someone that you think should be profiled that you'd like to hear from, or if it's just pretty much a bucket list guest that you want me to chase down, please let me know. Send me an email, sean@sportsgeekhq.com, and we'll go from there. Until I see you next, my name is Sean Callanan, and you've been listening to Sports Geek.
Join Sports Geek Nation, access to exclusive Slack and Facebook groups with regular Q&A sessions with Sean Callanan. Go to sportsgeeknation.com to join. Need help with your digital rate card? Not sure how to price your assets? Is there a disconnect between digital and commercial? That is where Sean works best, in digital divorce counselor mode. Book a time for a call with Sean to discuss the Sports Geek process. Go to sportsgeekhq.com/phone call.
Go to sportsgeekhq.com for more sports digital marketing resources.